Three Wide Country. What is going on? Another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm recording this kind of a separate segment on Thursday, February 24th, 2022. This Three Wide NASCAR podcast, all about the latest of what's going on in the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series of previous divisions, and all the motorsports. And here for a few minutes, doing things slightly a little bit differently this week due to me going down to Stillwater, Oklahoma on Saturday, doing this a little bit different. This will be out, by the way, on Saturday. And then, of course, I will still do a full recap of the Cup Series Daytona 500, the 64th running of the Daytona 500, which you probably could you say that was an upset? I don't know. You got to tune in for Sunday, back in its normal time slot for that as well, leading up to the Cup race in Fontana this weekend. Of course, this set starts off the famous old West Coast Swing, three races, 3 weeks out there, out west as well. But really, kind of here for a few minutes, talk about the Camping World Truck Series here on this special edition of the podcast here. Zane Smith, first race with Front Row Motorsports in the Truck Series. Obviously, just moved over after spending his first few seasons full time with GMS. Comes out of the gate swinging after falling short in the championship, not once but twice, back to back years of finishing second. Comes out of the box with a knockout punch as he won a thriller in the Camping World Truck Series race there last week at Daytona. Of course, the Camping World Truck Series is off this weekend. this race was, I did not get a chance to see the full entire race. Obviously had other obligations due to my coworker who does the basketball games for Rock Creek High, got hit with COVID, so I had to do that, so I was not able to watch it. But I did see highlights, went back and see highlights and a few of the kind of the important keys for me anyways of this race here. Huge wreck coming to the white flag, that which included 19 trucks in that as well, and a 22-year-old coming out on top with a big victory. Not only that, but you come out of the box swinging out of the gates here, and he's you know, kind of under the radar a little bit, but he should not be under the radar. This should be really no excuse for anybody who's been paying attention to the Camping World Truck Series the last few years and seeing this kid, now 22-year-old, shine under bright lights in the Truck Series. He did it again last Friday night and got the job done, and he stayed right there in contention. That is for sure. There, this race had 18 lead changes among 10 drivers, 7 cautions, 27 yellow flag laps in this one. The average speed, 129 miles per hour there as well. The big wreck just shy of the white flag. It was just carnage. Just millimeters before the white flag was waving, the big one happened right on the front stretch. That as well. Christian Eckes was scored as the race leader at this moment in time of the race as well there. And then, of course, overtime, and Zane Smith picked up the victory right there as well. So yeah, definitely it was Smith and Parker Cookham in there on the outside there, coming to the final moments of the race there. X for a moment. Actually, yeah, Zane Smith there passed both Cookerman and Christian Eckes there in the final moments to hang on for the win right there. John Hunter Nemechek won both stages, 1 and 2 of the season opener of the Camping World Truck Series. And then he was involved Indy lap 99 crash as well, and he also led the most laps. Sound familiar? Last year, moments at previous spots in the season last year, John Nemechek won stages 1 and 2 and did not go on to win the race because of getting in somebody else's mess, which happened last Friday night. So, but Nemechek led the way with 50 laps in this race right there as well. Some key spots in this race as well here, as now they're gonna make me okay, I gotcha on that. Okay, talking to my own computer here as I can switch quickly over to the top 10 finishers for this race, the Next Era Energy 250, I should say. And by the way, I should say, going out and miss without saying, side note, this is snowing as I'm recording this podcast on Thursday, as I'm getting things prepared for my quick trip down there at Stillwater, so Stillwater, Oklahoma as well. Yeah, Saint Smith, your winner. Let's just go back in time down the list here to start off with, from 10 to 1, stealing something there from the Final Lap podcast. Appreciate you on that. Matt DiBenedetto, first race with WAR Racing there. And this is, everybody's going to be paying attention to this cat. Finished 10th in this race there. Very, very important for him to get some good runs early on in the year. And he did that here in this race here, finishing the back end of this top 10, 10th for Matty D in his first race in the truck series here in 2022. Carson Hocevar, number 42 truck, finished in a nice spot there in his Chevrolet there as well. He's coming off of a playoff appearance last year. Danny Bone, this 20 truck, finished the race in 8th position there in the North American Motor Car Chevy truck there as well. Solid start to begin the year. Ty Majeski in the Cincinnati Toyota finished 7th there for him as well. He ended up starting P1 in this race. So kudos to Ty Majeski. Of course, he's one of the names that you hear a lot in the short track game, right? Finished in the 7th spot, started on the pole, and you bring it home in the 7th spot. Huge win for Majeski there. Jesse Little in the 02 truck for Youngs Motorsports, 6th. For him in the Shiner's Children's Chevy truck there. Awesome to see this name up there in the list there. That's your back half of your top 10. The front end of this top 5. Parker Kligerman was in contention to win this race. The 75 truck, the black matte scheme there. Finished in the 5th spot there. He did not, as I'm trying to double check here, he did not lead a lap here, but he was right there in contention, trying to steal one away there. And this guy is very, very sneaky when it comes to speedway racing. We see this cat up there whenever it's Daytona or Talladega in the truck series race. That name I'm talking about, Tanner Gray. Yes, Tanner Gray, 5th in the 15 truck, started 24th and finished 4th in this race. And he was there in contention again. He didn't lead anything in this race, but for whatever reason, whether it's the Yarker series or even the truck series, we see this name up here battling out, just staying out of trouble. I'm going to steal a page from Michael McDowell a little bit, right? You see that Tanner, he's always putting himself in good situations. Not rarely have we found himself, he finds himself in bad situations, right? So huge for this young man. And I think he was a player. He missed the playoffs a year ago, and I think if he can ride a little bit more consistency, he's gonna be right there in the mix again, battling out for one of those last playoff spots. If you don't get 10 different winners in the truck series, this is the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here in a special edition. Eddie Greer here with the guys, aka EG3, for the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Continuing on with the rest of this top 10, obviously, Christian Eckes, 3rd. 9 laps led. He was led once for 9 laps. And yes, he was right there. He restarted on the front row in his race. And oh, by the way, Eckes, who ran part-time for ThorSport last year, getting the full-time gig this year. And He's going to be, I think he's going to be right there contending for a playoff spot. If not, be one of those outside contenders for maybe a championship four spot. Maybe I might be speaking a little bit too fast, but he's shown that he can run up front with the big guys week in, week out. Every time the Cable Truck Series runs a truck race, he was right there again for Thor Sport Racing and the defending series champion, Ben Rhodes, in number 99, falls just a tad short. Remember, he was the defending winner of this race last year. These two swapped. So, remember last year in the championship race there, Ben Rhodes knocking out Zane Smith inside the top five to win that championship? Well, the roles reversed, but they didn't knock each other out. They battled out hard all the way out to the line there. Ben Rhodes opens the 2022 defending his Truck Series Championship, looking to his for his bids to repeat in the second position, finishing in the second position there. And as I look over, he did lead once for six laps in this race. And Zane Smith, who started mid-pack in this race, in the Love's Travel Stops Ford Chevy. Oh, not Ford Chevy, Ford Truck. That's two manufacturers. I apologize for that. Ford Truck wins the race for his first race with... He wins his first race with Front Row Motorsports there as well. Huge. He gets, obviously, the playoffs. Obviously, you get the open first ticket to the postseason in the Cape World Truck Series race right there. That's big time for him as well. So, Zane Smith getting it done as well. And, oh, by the way, Zane Smith, fourth career victory in NASCAR Cape World Truck Series race as well. And then, going back to Parker Kligerman here, he had a start. He finished third in this race, right? So, he had a start rear to field due to missing driver intros as well. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, it's not a huge deal. Obviously, when you're on speedway tracks, because you're going to, depending on how your truck or car handles, right, you're going to move through the field. So, definitely, Parker Kligerman did what he needed to do, and he did a great job in this race as well. We take a look at the early point standings here in after one, Zane Smith, obviously your leader in your Cape World Truck Series points leader, I should say. And then you go down here, Ben Rhodes, Christian Eckes, Tanner Gray, and Ty Majeski. They're your top five as well. I'm just going to run it down here to 10. Chandler Smith sitting there in the sixth spot. John Nemechek, Parker Kligerman, Jesse Little, and Danny Bone. They're your top 10 right there. Zane Smith locks himself in to the 2022 early postseason there with the win there for them for Front Row Motorsports. I keep thinking he's with GMS, but he's with Front Row Motorsports as he gets the win there as well. The next time the Truck Series takes center stage here, as I switch back over to my other tab here real quick. Next time that we hit the track will be next week. Not this weekend, but next week at Vegas, prime time, March 4th on FS1, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. A scheduled 134 laps. Again, not counting overtime, obviously, as well, in that race as well. So we'll see who will conquer Vegas out there as well. So that's kind of a look at the Cape World Truck Series recap there here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Again, a whole lot more coming up on the full edition of, I believe it's will be episode 280 of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. We'll cap the Xfinity series and talk a lot more of this, the Daytona 500, a lot to shake out from there leading up to the green flag at Cali. Obviously, I'm going to save my thoughts on those, the Xfinity and Cup races, on that episode, as well as give you the latest news stories from Cali as I will be recording that on Saturday afternoon, in between probably the Flint Hills basketball games. We'll see what happens tonight. Obviously, the first night, as I'm recording this on February 24th, 2022, we'll see what what commences, what card unfolds there, because the championship games are on Saturday night. So we'll see what happens there, because there's a good possibility too that Flint Hills, both teams could be end up at that spot in those championship games. So we'll see. But either way, I'll be recording episode 280 or whatever episode it is. I've done a lot on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast there with EG3. That is me again, the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We are on Spotify, Apple, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and more. So that's that. So huge congratulations right out of the box to Zane Smith, winner of the Next Era Energy 250, the season opener for the Truck Series. This is Eddie Greeter III, a.k.a. EG3, signing out for right now. I appreciate you guys for listening to another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We'll talk to you guys later on this weekend.
iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide.